Well, 40 new litter wardens or dog wardens will be appointed according to plans put through by Cabinet this morning or put to Cabinet this morning. Minister for Agriculture Charlie McConlogue is to bring a memo to Cabinet recommending the recruitment of an additional 40 new dog wardens and a doubling of the fines under the Control of Dogs Act. Recommendations stem from the ongoing review of dog legislation, which was put in place after a horrendous story of a young boy mauled by a pit bull in Wexford last November. Alejandro Mizan suffered severe facial injuries when he was attacked by an unmuzzled and unaccompanied pit bull terrier in Enniscorthy. In the Cabinet memo this morning, Minister McConlogue is expected to recommend the recruitment of additional 40 dog wardens, bringing the total to at least 90, a doubling of the fines under the Control of Dogs Act from €2,500 to €5,000, and the creation of two centralised databases for registering dog microchips and dog breeding establishments. With me on the line to talk about this, we've got Jean Campbell of Animal Health Net. Kerry, Jean, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Would you welcome the changes that are being talked about?
I think so. All I know is what you've just said, but anything that will improve control of dogs would be a good idea, especially with regard to the dogs that are on the dangerous dog list.
Yeah, yeah, that seems to be an area that really needed review up to now. Maybe more breeds being put on it and more control, obviously, and more education of owners.
I think education is the key to it. A lot of people take on a pit bull or a mastiff or a Cano Argentino and they don't really realise what they've got. That those dogs, they're lovely dogs, but if they're not trained and disciplined, they can go out of control very easily.
Yeah, and that's what can happen and things can go horribly wrong, as we saw in Enniscorthy last year.
Exactly.
Extra wardens, how will that be helpful, do you think?
I think that would also be good. In Kerry, we're very lucky that we have a good dog warden service based in Tralee, but I suppose if there could be a branch somewhere, maybe down in South Kerry, between Killarney, Kenmare, somewhere down there, it would help as well. The Tralee dog wardens at present, I think they are very close to being the most active in the country with regard to the number of dogs that go through their hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
we
obviously
work with them regularly. We're very happy with the work they do.
Sure, sure. And look, I know on the farming side of things, the IFA are happy. They're talking about the problem of dog attacks on livestock, and they're hoping this will help to curb that problem too.
Yes, I would hope so.
Mm. Kate, what's the biggest issue at the moment when it comes to people abandoning dogs? Why do they abandon them?
I think a lot of people are abandoning dogs because they're forced or they decide that they're going to move home. They move into a new premises without realising that it's a no-pet household. And they're trapped then. They either have to go homeless and take the dog with them or they have to relinquish the dog. Now, we find it's easy people mostly want to take on a young dog or a puppy. And if a dog is 5 or 6 or 7 years old, it's much harder to get a home for it.
Yeah.
Because it's set in the ways of its current owner and it's obviously much harder for it to start a new household.
Yeah, and people don't realise the challenge that involves
They don't realise a dog is continuous. They think a puppy is going to stay a puppy and obviously it won't.
Yeah.
So that when it gets older, it's maybe not quite as appealing and it's knocks over the furniture or knocks over small children and it becomes a nuisance and the dog is required to go and live somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. We have a cat explosion at the moment, do we?
We do. We do. We've taken steps to remedy that as best we can. Last year, we ran a neutering scheme in February, which resulted in a large number of cats being neutered. It was subsidised neutering for anyone who contacted us. But then when it got to December, at one stage, Wendy had 22 kittens in her care.
Astonishing.
It was a huge number, and it was much too late in the season for normal cat reproduction.
Yeah.
So this year, we've just finished it now. We finished in February. We ran another neutering scheme where people could get a male cat neutered for €20 or a female cat neutered for €30.
Okay.
And
okay.
We have, through that scheme, we have neutered. We haven't got the final figures yet, but it's going to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
That's going to do a lot of good.
So hopefully it will help. It will help the number of cats and it will help the spread of disease among the cat population.
Yeah. Yeah. Finally, Jean, is the cost of cotton dog and cat food that's increasing, is that affecting things? Maybe too costly for some people to keep a pet?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, people, I think, are programmed now that they have to buy the perfect dog food, the expensive brands of dog food. I think some of the less expensive brands are probably quite good.
Yeah.
And a lot of dogs traditionally were fed on household scraps. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Veterinary care has improved since then, but I don't think the cost of food would be a major thing.
Okay.
The cost of veterinary treatment, if animals get sick, is another thing that can be very expensive.
Yes. Well, Jean, listen, thanks very much for giving us your view on that this morning. Jean Campbell there of Animal Health. Now, Kerry, on.